I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. 50 years ago, the original Star Trek series was launched on TV, promising to boldly go where no man had gone before. Since then, it's gone to places that even creator Gene Roddenberry couldn't have imagined, from countless TV shows and spin-off movies, fan conventions, and more. Locally, Trek Theater will celebrate the 50th anniversary with an original musical called Pon Farr, a green-blooded musical love story, performed for free at Amazon Community Center in Eugene on September 8th and 10th, and in Corvallis Central Park on September 11th. With me in the KLCC studios is Trek Theater's artistic director, Chris Alaback. Welcome, Chris.
It's great to be here.
From your perspective, why has Star Trek lived so long and prospered?
Well, I think it's because it showcases the great possibilities of humanity's future. There's dystopic science fiction that sort of is the opposite, but Star Trek examines the great possibilities that can happen, contact, learning from other cultures and things like that.
Do you think it really is a series that's been more about exploring the universe or about exploring human culture in ourselves?
Oh, it's definitely about exploring human culture. And there's always that one character, be it Spock, Data, you know, an alien creature. They're the outsider who is questioning human choices, and they're curious about, oh, these odd things these humans do.
Are there particular social messages that you find relevant here in 2016?
Oh, yeah. We just did The Drumhead from Star Trek The Next Generation April, and we're actually going to do that at our celebration on next Thursday. It's so pertinent because it's about a crewman who's half Romulan, half human, who is put on trial for a crime he didn't commit. It's a witch trial, and I feel it's very pertinent to things going on right now.
Some people also see a connection between the Star Trek scripts and mythology. Do you see that connection, too?
I see it a lot more in the original series, not so much in the other series, but the original series had lots of sort of nods and winks to Greek gods and Plato and philosophers, and they're always going to these planets where there's gods, but they're not really gods, they're aliens.
A lot of adaptations of science fiction to the movies and TV, especially these days, rely heavily on special effects, which is something you can't do as easily in shoestring budget theater. So
right.
How do you deal with those kind of challenges in creating a theatrical version of Star Trek?
That's actually my favorite challenge. In the summertime, we use puppets. We have a big view screen. Everyone really likes it. We use sound effects and really the conventions of theater to sort of help the audience understand what's going on.
The music for the musical that you've created here has echoes of the sound of the 60s, which is the time that Star Trek was created, but it's not the time in which Star Trek was set.
Yeah.
Do you find any conflict in trying to merge that sound with these plots?
No, it actually, I feel it goes really well. The original series soundtrack kind of sounds like surf music. So that inspired Jason Heald to sort of create these songs that kind of have the surf feel to it.
Why did you pick the particular episode that you did to create this musical from?
Yeah, this musical is based on Amok Time, one of those episodes that I think is really pertinent to American pop culture. It's constantly referenced to in other science fiction. It's referenced to in pop culture. It's a big one. We had to deal with the sexism of the episode a little bit. You want to kind of respect the original series, but you don't want to respect the sexism in a way. So we were creative with the sexism of the 60s in this show.
Where would you like to see Trek Theater go from here beyond this 50th Star Trek anniversary?
Well, I'd really like it to become a more science fiction theater, not just do Star Trek, but have a full season of science fiction plays.
Science fiction has changed so much since Star Trek was created. It was much more adventure-oriented and much less dystopian than it seems to be now. So
yeah.
Will those changes be reflected in where you go with Trek Theater?
I like dystopic science fiction, but I really love to think about the possibilities of humanity. You know, ever since I was a kid, I dreamt about flying through space and meeting aliens and, you know, navigating alien cultures. And I still think about, oh, if I were the first person to make contact with an alien species, what would I do? So I like to think about the possibilities and the hope rather than the sort of dark dystopic ideas that some science fiction has.
May you live long and prosper yourself.
Thank you, Eric. Live long and prosper.
Chris Alabac, Artistic Director of Trek Theater. They'll celebrate Star Trek's 50th anniversary with free performances of Ponfar, a green-blooded musical love story. In Eugene, the performances will be at Amazon Community Center Amphitheater on Thursday, September 8th and Saturday, September 10th. In Corvallis, it will be in Corvallis Central Park on Sunday, September 11th. For more information, see Trek Theater's Facebook page. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.